Joining me all the way from Ottawa, Canada, is Ed Lister, who is a Juno Award-winning trumpeter, composer, and arranger, and he's bringing his tribute show, Decades of Bond, the music of James Bond, to the Stag Theatre in Sevenoaks very soon. Ed, welcome.
Hi, how are you doing?
How are things in beautiful Canada?
It's very nice right now. The weather for the next week is, 30 degrees. So I'm off to cottage country for a little bit, just get the last bit of good weather before the impending winter's on its way.
Oh, stop it. We've had nothing but rain here all summer. It's been absolutely horrible. So you're not a native of Canada. You were born and raised in Kent.
Yeah. I was born in Orpington at Farnborough Hospital and was raised there until I was 18. Then I went to Leeds College of Music and did a degree in jazz there, and then went on the cruise ships as a show band musician. I was there for a good 2.5 years. I met my wife, who is French Canadian, and that's how I ended up in lovely Ottawa. I'm on the Quebec side now.
Fabulous. So you're bringing, which looks like an amazing show. I've seen clips of it. I've been looking on YouTube. It looks fabulous. It's called The Decades of Bond. You're bringing it to the UK. It's a huge undertaking. Are you bringing all the musicians over with you, or are they UK musicians? How is it organized?
So in Canada, it's a 13-piece band. So I have a string quartet, a horn section, two vocalists, and then a 4-piece rhythm section. I am only going to be bringing in the singers this time, as it's my first time out of the country. So luckily for me, I still keep in touch with a lot of great musicians in the London area. And it's going to be a stellar lineup of musicians. There's fabulous players in the band. So I'm just going to be bringing Michael Hannah, who's the male vocalist, and Rebecca Noel, who's the female vocalist. So they're going to be traveling with me. And then we're going to be putting the show on with a brand new band, and it's going to be a blast.
So how are you going to rehearse beforehand? Are you going to be here for quite a while before the actual performance?
Nope. So I'm flying in a couple of days before. And then with the time change, we get in the day before the show. The guys I've contracted in the band, I'm obviously know them very well. And then there's some other guys, the trombonist. There's a guy called Calamo, who's a fantastic arranger and composer. So they're going to read the music at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're going to play the show at 7:30.
Wow. Are you performing?
Yes. I'm the trumpet player.
So being Bond themed, you're going, you've got to be a trumpeter for that, haven't you? The trumpet's very important.
That's it. So, I'm like, okay, well, at least the lead voice in the band is the trumpet and arguably the guitar as well, that iconic guitar sound for Bond. But it's going to be great. Like I say, the band are absolutely top notch, and they've all had the music in advance, and then they have recordings of our last shows that we've done in Canada, so they can reference, okay, this happens here, and this happens here, and then we go here.
So you've done the show, you performed the show in Canada.
Yeah, so right now it's about 4 years old, the show, maybe 5 years old. It started right before COVID, just by sheer coincidence. A guy called me up and he was looking for a band for his wedding. And he said, hear me out. I want you to write and arrange all of the Bond theme songs for my wedding. I was like, oh, man, I don't know about that. And then he said, then I want each one of my guests to sing one of the songs with the band. And at this point, I'm like, No way. That sounds like a nightmare. Turned out it was the best wedding we've ever played. All of the guests were in musical theater, which I didn't know. And that's how the show was kind of born. We did this wedding, and then I came back and I was like, man, I have all of it written out, ready to go. So we did it in the National Arts Center in Ottawa, and it was a huge success. It sold out a few times there. And then I've been taking it on the road. So I've been taking 15 people on the road with me and working out logistics, and we've been going through Montreal, Quebec City, all of the big cities across Ontario, and I'm looking to go into the States with it, and maybe Vegas, and maybe the Golden Eye Resort in Jamaica. Yeah.
Sevenoaks is in good company then, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I love the Stag Theatre. I grew up going to Sevenoaks all the time, and it's just, I'm really excited to bring it there.
Yeah. Well, a Bond theme, you can't go wrong with it, really, can you? If you're a Bond fan, and I'm a huge Bond fan, I love a Bond theme song. I think I could name them all. They're fantastic. Yeah. But the vocals, you know, there are some amazingly talented musicians who performed those songs originally. So you're in, you know, you've got Tom Jones, you've got Lulu, you've got Shirley Bassey, Dame Shirley Bassey. We've got Billie Eilish, you've got Sam Smith. So your singers, how did you find them and how are they up to the task?
So Rebecca, she is very well known in Canada, especially on the French side. She was on La Voix, which is the Voice, the French Canadian The Voice show, and Canada's Got Talent, and she did all of that kind of stuff. But she's been singing since she was super young. So when I came to Ottawa, I already knew about her. She was kind of unapproachable at the time. She's absolute like rock star level. So I knew about Rebecca, and I actually didn't know that her bucket list was to be doing a James Bond show. That's like the pinnacle of her bucket list. And that kind of just, you know, I asked her once I kind of built my name in the town, and I do a lot of different shows and produced a lot of stuff. Once she found out that I was doing this Bond show, I mean, there's no one else I could call. And then Michael Hanna, he moved to town maybe 5 years after me. He's from Detroit, but grew up in New York. And his dad was Sir Roland Hanna, a famous jazz pianist. So, you know, this guy played with Thad Jones and Thelonious Monk, his dad. And he has amazing stories about growing up with all these Blue Note recording artists. And just, yeah, so he comes from really great pedigree and also a very versatile singer in terms of jazz. He can switch to operatic style singing, Broadway style, and the same with Becky, you know. So that was kind of, you have to be able to pivot real quick because you're going through Tina Turner, Chris Cornell, back to Shirley Bassey, back to Matt Monroe. And yeah, they're just fantastic. The show does not work without those two singers.
So you've got fabulous singers, brilliant musicians, fabulous music. It can't go wrong, can it?
It's going to be awesome, yeah. And it's the first time I'm bringing a show like this back. So my mum and dad have been telling the whole neighbourhood, plus calling up anyone they know to come down. Ed's bringing a show back.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. That's fabulous. So is this the only performance in the UK at Sevenoaks?
Yeah, so this is the first one. I would like to do more and tour it across the UK and then potentially go over to Europe. But this is kind of the test to see if it's doable and logistics wise. I mean, the whole band in Canada, like, are absolutely green with envy that they're not invited over as well. But, you know, 15 plane tickets is a lot more expensive than two extra ones, you know.
Yeah, that would eat up your budget, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I wouldn't be in business now. But the plan is to obviously do more. And I have a lot of theatres on hold for me over the next year or two. So this is the debut.
Fantastic. So what's your favourite Bond theme? Which one puts the hairs up on the back of your neck when you play it?
For me, it is GoldenEye, Tina Turner. That's the one that kind of resonates with me the most. When I was, you know, mid-teens, it was Pierce Brosnan and GoldenEye. And the Sam Smith song, especially when Michael sings it, it's quite haunting. And yeah.
He must have a great vocal range to be able to do that.
He has the falsetto range and then right back down. And it's quite something.
That's amazing. Looking forward to seeing it. The show is on the Friday, the 29th of September, right? At the Stag Theatre in Sevenoaks.
Yeah. 7:30 is the show start time.
Okay. How long is the show?
It's in two sets, so two halves, and it's about 50 minutes a set. So it might go a little longer in the second set because the show kind of, when people see it, they expect that we're going to be like playing along to film footage in the background and there's going to be no talking. But the show is very interactive. So I also MC part of the show, and there's a lot of different facts and funny stories that happen during Bond filming and recording. And we really like to bring the audience into the experience. There's a couple Q&A moments where we ask, you know, who should be the next Bond? Who was the favorite Bond? How many Bonds were there? Did you know about this Bond and this guy who was supposed to be in it? So it becomes more like bringing the audience in. It makes the show a whole other beast, you know, like rather than sitting there formally and in silence. It's very much, we like to bring the audience into the party as well.
It's a must see, isn't it, for Bond fans then, in that case, as well as music lovers, because the music's amazing as well. So it's going to be absolutely fabulous. Maybe we should be dressing up. We should. I feel like we should be sitting there in our dinner suits or tuxedos.
Yeah, yeah. And people say that, you know, they're like, man, I didn't think I'd ever get to wear this ball gown again. And then
when and that's just the men.
That's right. So, you know, people do dress up. We don't tell them to anymore, but they just come out and they look better than the band half the time.
That's great. So do you have a website, Ed, that we can check out? Or how do people get their tickets?
You can go through my website, which is decadesofbond.com.
That's all one word, isn't it?
All one word. And then that links to all of the different theatres that we're playing. And then the Stag, I believe, is the second show listed. And then you can also go to stagsevenoaks.co.uk. Yeah.
And do you know how much the tickets are?
I think they are £28.50.
Sounds great. That sounds like a very reasonable price for a fabulous evening. Yes. Ed Lister, thank you so much for chatting to me today. Looking forward to seeing you and welcoming you back to Kent, which would be great to see you. And I'm sure it would be nice for you to see all your family as well. It's going to be great.
Fun. Yes, I can't wait. I can't wait.
So we are sadly out of time. I hope it goes really well for you and for all those involved. Thanks for bringing such a great show over to us. I'm really looking forward to seeing it myself. So for now, Ed Lister, thanks for chatting to us today. And as they say in Canada, happy trails.
Thank you. Appreciate it.